Shalom to all! Today we're on Mesachas Hoyrius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah Asar being learned B'schos Asar Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Fadner Zivik Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we just started talking about a Par Helm Darvish Al Tzibur, which is when the Sanhedrin makes an incorrect psak, saying that something which one is really Chayav Karis for is totally permitted. Our example is Chaylev. They said that you're allowed to eat a particular type of Chaylev, forbidden fat, and the general idea that we concluded the previous Mishnah with is that if a person acted simply based off of their psak, so he does not have to bring a carbon because it's really on them. However, if he acted based off his own knowledge, he would have to bring a carbon, his own carbon chatas for doing the savero. And so now we continue talking about this. Mishnah Beis tells us, Hayru Bezdin, Bezdin Paskin, they made a mistake. Most of Klal Yisrael acted based off of it, and the other Shatoh, now they found that they made this mistake, and the Chazru Behen, they were Chazer. They put out a memo, a retraction, that this psak was incorrect, no one should follow it, don't act off of it, and they now have to bring this Par Helm Darvish Al Tzibur. Now, Bein Sheviu Kaparason, Bein Sheloi Heviu Kaparason, whether they actually brought their kapar or they didn't, meaning it doesn't make a difference whether or not they actually brought this Par Helm Darvish Al Tzibur. The main thing is that they already issued this retraction, they already sent out this memo that the original psak was incorrect and people should not follow it anymore. And then what happened? V'halach v'asal pihen, a fellow goes and he acts based off of their psak. He didn't know they sent out this memo taking it back. The last update that he had received was that this thing is okay to do, and so he acted based off of that. Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon says that this fellow is putter from his own personal carbon. He doesn't have to bring one because he was acting based off of Bezdin. Again, even though Bezdin already issued their retraction, he didn't know about that. So for all intents and purposes, it's as if he's acting based off what Bezdin said, so he doesn't have to bring his own personal carbon chatos. However, Reb Lezer says, Safek. It's a Safek. We're not so sure whether or not he's chayev, and that's because really, he should have asked. He should have found out. When Bezdin issues such a psak that goes against Sedoi Raisa, it goes against something that really one would think he's chayev karis for, and they say, oh, you're not chayev karis for this, you're allowed to do it. A person should always be double checking, you know, is this psak still valid? Is it really true? Is it something I'm allowed to follow? And since this person didn't ask, Reb Lezer considers it a Safek that maybe he's chayev, maybe he's not. Now he discusses in greater detail, Ezu Safek, what's the case where we say he's a Safek? Yashav Lebisech Beisoy Chayev, whereas Halachim Dinas Hayam, Potter. If he was in his house, he didn't go anywhere, it was very easy for him to find out if Bezdin had issued a retraction or if they were sticking with their psak, so then he's Chayev. However, if he went Lemdinas Hayam, he went overseas, and really it doesn't have to be that he actually went on this long trip, it just means that he was preparing to go on this trip and he was totally not focused. He wasn't thinking about what's going on at home and what the Bezdin's psak was. He's getting all of his things ready, making sure he has his passport, packing his bags, getting everything ready for this long journey. So in that case, he's Potter because he's not expected to go find out where Bezdin is holding due to the fact that he's preparing for this long journey. Now, Omer Bekir Rukiva says, Maidani Bazeshu Karv Lepetur Min Achayva. I agree in this case where he's preparing to go on this journey, Lemdinas Hayam, then he's closer to Petur than Achayva because, again, it's not on his mind to find out what the latest update of Bezdin was. However, Omalai Ben Azza asked him, Mashan Azem and Yeshe Beisai, what's the difference between this fellow and the other guy who's in his house who's not preparing to go on a journey? And so Rabbi Kiva's response was, Shai Yeshe Beisai, Afshar Hayalash Yishma. Somebody who's in his house, he is able to hear, which means it should be his focus. He has the ability to check his news feed to see if there's any updates from Bezdin to find out what's going on with this psak. And that's why it's more carved that he's chayiv when he's just sitting in his house not going anywhere. But Vized, the fellow who's on his way, Lemdinas Hayam, Loi Haya Afshar Hayalash Yishma, it's not possible, which really means it's just not on his radar screen. It's not something that he's focusing on right now, trying to figure out what this story with Bezdin's psak is, and that's why it's Karv Leptur Min Achayva. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, continuing to discuss other cases of when Bezdin would be Chayev or Potter for making an incorrect psak. So the Mishnah tells us, Hayru Bezdin Lakars Kol Haguf. If Bezdin paskind to uproot an entire mitzvah, for example, Amru, they said, Ein Nida Batayra, there's no din of a Nida, a woman who's Tomei with Tumas Nida, there's no such a thing, doesn't exist. Or they say, Ein Shabbos Batayra, there's no din of Shabbos, doesn't exist anymore. Or Ein Avay Dezara Batayra, there's no din of Avay Dezara, there's no problem whatsoever. And they issue this psak, so Harei Lupturin, they're Potter from Par Helm Darvish Al Tzibur. This is based off of Joshua, which we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah. However, Hayru Levatel Mikta, so Lakai Mikta is Harei Luchayavin. If they paskin to nullify part of a mitzvah, but they're also keeping part of the mitzvah, so then they're Chayiv. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Let's say Amru, they said, Yesh Nida Batayra, there's a din of a Nida, a woman who's Tamei in the Torah, Aval, however, Habal Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Potter. If a man lives with a woman who's considered Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, we're not going to get into the details of what that is, it's just a particular type of woman who's Tamei, and they say living with her is not a problem, then you're Potter. Or they say, Yesh Shabbos Batayra, that of course there's Shabbos in the Torah, of course you have to keep Shabbos. Aval Amoitim Rosh Yachar Rosh Hashirabim, Potter. But if someone carries from Rosh Hashiyachar a private domain out into a public domain or Rosh Hashirabim, then they're Potter. Or they say, Yesh Avad Zara Batayra, of course there's a din of Avad Zara, you're not allowed to Avad Zara, Aval Mashtachave, Potter. But if somebody bows down to Avad Zara, then he's Potter. So in all these cases, Harel Chayavin, they would be Chayav Apar Helm Darvish Al Tzibur. And why is that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vinelam Dover, and a Dover was hidden from them. What What does this mean? Davar v'lo kol haguf. It has to be a matter, meaning a part of a mitzvah was hidden from them, and that's where they paskin incorrectly, but not the entire mitzvah, not the entire din, that they did away with the whole Shabbos or the whole Nida or the whole Avodah Zarah. That's not going to be mechayev them this karbon. It's only if they did away with part of the mitzvah, then they're chayev the karbon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last two mishnayos in the perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.